It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Wednesday, February 18th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service in La Crosse with a red flag warning in effect until 7 o'clock tonight for Mitchell, Howard, Winneshiek, Alamakee, Floyd, Chickasaw, and Fayette counties in northeast Iowa. National Weather Service in Des Moines with a red flag warning now in effect until 7 o'clock this evening for all of central Iowa, including north central Iowa counties of Kossuth, Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Grundy, and Blackhawk. Critical fire weather conditions are likely for today. The combination of strong winds and very dry conditions are favored to lead to critical fire weather conditions in north and northeast Iowa today, particularly in areas dominated by tall grasses. While shorter grasses and shrubs may remain damp due to recent melt of snowpack atop still frozen deeper soils, tall grasses may have dried enough to become receptive to ignition and rapid spread. The problem? West winds, 25 to 35 miles per hour, gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour today, which would cause fires that develop to spread rapidly. Combined with minimum relative humidity values between 12 and 22%, any fires that develop will spread rapidly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. A red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions are either occurring now or will shortly. A combination of strong winds, the low relative humidity, and warmer temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior. New Hampton Fire Department also cautioning to avoid activities that could create sparks and report any fires to local authorities immediately. Meanwhile, National Weather Service in La Crosse with a wind advisory also in effect now until 6 o'clock this evening for Mitchell, Howard, Winneshiek, Alamakee, Floyd, Chickasaw, and Fayette counties. National Weather Service in Des Moines with a wind advisory in effect till 5 o'clock for Kossuth, Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, and Cerro Gordo counties. Again, those west winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusting around 45 miles per hour. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down and a few power outages may result. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Use extra caution. Additionally, the National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a winter weather advisory that will be in effect from 6 p.m. tomorrow night until 6 a.m. Friday morning for north-central Iowa counties that include Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Wright, Franklin, Hamilton, and Kossuth. NWS says precipitation will spread from western into northern and parts of central Iowa on Thursday afternoon and evening. Initially, it may begin as rain or a mix before changing to snow. Generally, light to moderate snow accumulations are expected by Friday morning, but a narrow band of heavy snowfall may be possible, with some accumulations between 2 and 5 inches. Plan on slippery road conditions that could impact the Friday morning commute in those areas. A North Iowa woman is facing felony charges after she was accused of stealing more than 24 lottery tickets. Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested Alexis Collins of Mason City last Friday following an investigation into the possible theft of Iowa lottery tickets that were allegedly stolen by Collins while she worked at The Spot in Rudd. Criminal complaints filed on February 11th say the thefts occurred between November 1st and December 24th of last year. A warrant for Collins' arrest was issued on February 12th, her 50th birthday. In court documents, the Iowa Lottery Security Division says Collins stole and cashed in almost 30 scratch tickets worth over $1,200 combined. Collins has been charged with 5 counts of lottery forgery or theft of ticket, all Class D felonies, and 1 count of third-degree burglary, an aggravated misdemeanor. She is being held in the Floyd County Jail on $27,000 cash or surety bond. However, on Tuesday, the defense filed a motion for a bond review for possible bond reduction. No hearing on the matter has been scheduled. Collins is slated for a preliminary hearing in Floyd County District Court on February 23rd. A Charles City man has been sentenced to jail time in Cerro Gordo County, while a new trial date has been set for him in Floyd County, and his trial in Chickasaw County has been delayed. Court records show 41-year-old Patrick Rand is on probation in Cerro Gordo County for November 2024 convictions on 2 counts of drug possession. However, various probation violations, including recent arrests in Charles City and New Hampton, led to a probation revocation hearing in Cerro Gordo County District Court. On Monday, Rand was sentenced to 60 days in jail. On November 11th, New Hampton police arrested Rand on a felony drug possession charge after he tried to flee an officer on foot. He was scheduled for a February 25th trial date in that case in Chickasaw County District Court. However, last week the trial was continued and has been reset for April 22nd. On Friday, Rand entered a not guilty plea in Floyd County District Court to a felony drug possession charge from his December 4th arrest by Charles City Police. That offense also violates his Floyd County probation for convictions for assaulting the same woman twice, once when she was pregnant. Rand's trial on the drug arrest in Floyd County is now set for March 19th. While he awaits trial in Floyd and Chickasaw counties, Rand remains in the Cerro Gordo County Jail. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
dating violence can occur in any relationship. It's not just limited to one gender. Anyone can be the abuser, really. It's also not always physical. Dating violence can also include emotional abuse, controlling behaviors, verbal threats, digital harassment, and isolation from family and friends would also be considered abuse.
That's Chickasaw County Public Health Administrator Lisa Welter, who acknowledges that recognizing abuse isn't always easy.
Sometimes these behaviors are mistaken for love, or we may believe that it's the only person who is ever going to care about us, and it makes it hard for us to see the situation clearly while we're inside the relationship.
Welter encourages parents to talk to their teens about what healthy relationships look like.
So healthy relationships should be built on respect, communication, trust, and boundaries. And it's important to reflect on really what matters most in our life. So this could be things like family, friends, our faith, school, and different activities that we're involved in. And we want to evaluate whether the relationship supports these values.
Welter also reminds those affected by teen dating violence or anyone subject to abuse that they are not alone, with several resources available to help. That includes Helping Services, a domestic violence agency serving the Chickasaw County area at 800-383-2988, the Iowa Victims Services Call Center at 800-770-1650, also offers a text message option by texting Iowa Help to 20121. Welter says that helpline can also address bullying, harassment, and human trafficking issues. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.